the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of the ground below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show.
The Madisonville Church of Christ, located at 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, invites you to join them for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? A program of biblical questions and answers presented each week at this time. And now, your host and preacher for the Madisonville Church of Christ, Russell Klein.
Hello there. My name is Russell Klein, and this is What Does the Bible Say? Brought to you by the good folks at the Madisonville Church of Christ. Welcome to our broadcast. I hope that you will enjoy the time that you spend here with us as we seek together answers to your questions about God's holy word. And before we get into the question that I want to deal with today, I would like to take advantage of this opportunity to encourage you to send us your questions about the Bible. We welcome any and all questions that you may have about the Bible or matters related to the Bible, and we encourage you to take whatever questions you have and write them down. You can mail them to us here at What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, which is located at 1035 North Main Street in Madisonville, Kentucky. The zip code here is 42431. The number to call if you would like to reach us by telephone and leave us a message with your question, that's area code 270-821-3544. If you would prefer to contact us on the internet, all you need to do is go to our church website. The address is www.madisonvillechurchofchrist.org. Those are all lowercase letters with no spaces or dashes between the words. Once you have gotten to our homepage, look for the link that says Contact Us, and then from there, you can send me an email message with any questions that you have. Now, again, it doesn't matter to me if you call me or if you write to me or whatever the case may be. I just want to hear from you, and I want to encourage you to share with us whatever questions you have about the Word of God so that we can seek and find the answers to those questions together here on What Does the Bible Say? Also, I would like to point out that if you do choose to visit our website, again, the address is www.madisonvillechurchofchrist.org. I would suggest that you visit the audio portion of our website. There you will find archived episodes of What Does the Bible Say? We try to keep episodes of the program archived for up to 1 year. So if you miss a week, or if you're wondering if we have already dealt with a particular question that you had in mind, well, go to the website and visit the audio page. There you can download these archived episodes and listen to them at your leisure, or you can just go ahead and stream them directly from the website and listen to them that way. We appreciate all of our radio listeners. We appreciate all those who catch us on the internet. And we hope that you will make What Does the Bible Say a regular part of your routine in studying the Bible and in seeking answers to questions about it. Now, let's get into the question that we have to deal with today. This is a pretty simple, straightforward question, and one that comes up occasionally in Bible classes. Was Jesus born in Bethlehem or Nazareth? Now, some of you might be thinking, why would anybody even ask that question? Everybody knows that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And that's true, but there are some, particularly in academic circles, who say that Jesus was born and raised in Nazareth, and that the stories about his birth in Bethlehem were added to the books of Matthew and Luke in order to satisfy people's demands and expectations about Jesus fulfilling all of the Old Testament's prophecies about the Messiah. And Micah chapter 5 and verse 2 does specifically predict that the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. Well, what about that? Is there any truth to this? This theory essentially contends that the Bible is lying to everyone about the birth of Jesus Christ, which also begs the question that if the Bible would lie to us about that, well, what else is the Bible lying to us about? The argument that is presented to try to defend this assertion that Jesus was born and raised in Nazareth and was never born in Bethlehem, the biggest point that they have is that since Jesus never spoke of being born in Bethlehem in any of the gospel accounts himself, well, then he must not have been born there. We read about him being called a Nazarene, indicating that he was a native of the Galilean village of Nazareth. And to be fair, the gospel accounts don't dispute that. Jesus came from Nazareth. But was he born there? There are those who say that the fact that Jesus doesn't say anything about being born in Bethlehem, well, that's reason enough. That's proof positive, as far as they're concerned, that Jesus was not born in the way that the Bible says that he was. But of course, that is hardly proof. A lack of personal testimony from Jesus about where he was born, that's not proof that he was not born in Bethlehem, like the New Testament says that he was. Yes, Jesus was called a Nazarene. He was recognized as being from the village of Nazareth. But that doesn't mean that he spent all of his early days there. Jesus spent the majority of his life in Nazareth and was therefore associated with Nazareth, but that doesn't mean that he was born there. I can give you an example of what I'm talking about from my own life. I have always identified myself as being a native of the state of Ohio. I was raised up in southeastern Ohio, and when I left Ohio to go to preaching school in Tennessee, it was like moving to a whole other country. It was just unlike anything else that I had really experienced before. But you know what? I wasn't born in Ohio. I was actually born in the state of California. You see, I was born when my father was still in the Army, and when he was stationed at an Army base near Monterey, California. My mother and father lived there in 1969, and on July the 18th, when my birthday came round, well, that is where I was born. My parents continued to live there until my father was discharged from the Army, and then they moved to Ohio, and that was where I did my growing up. But for the first 6 months of my life, I was not an Ohioan. I was a Californian. And again, I don't really talk about that all the time. People ask me where I'm from originally. I tell them that I'm from Ohio. People recognize me as a Buckeye and not as a native of, I guess you would call California the Grizzly Bear State or something like that. The same thing even goes for my own son. My son was born in Ohio, but he only lived there for, well, again, about the first 6 months of his life. After he was born, we moved to Kentucky, and my son grew up in the Bluegrass State. And that is what he identifies with. that's where he's from. He might talk about being born in Ohio if people ask him about it, but truthfully, he's recognized as a Kentuckian, just like I am recognized as being from Ohio. Just because you might identify with a particular state or with a particular city or town, it doesn't mean that that's where you were born. It just means that's where I consider my home to be. That's the place that I call home. Nazareth was the place that Jesus called home. It doesn't mean that Jesus could not have been born in Bethlehem and that he could not have lived for a time with his parents in Egypt and that things could not have played out the way that the Bible says that they did in not one but two sources. You've got Matthew and you've got Luke telling us about the birth of Christ, giving us ultimately all the details that we need to know that, yes, Jesus is the fulfillment of messianic prophecy. Even though people in the ancient world might have been a little confused about it, well, that's part of the reason why the record that is presented in Matthew and Luke is there, so folks can know and rest assured that, yes, while Jesus grew up in Nazareth, he was born in Bethlehem. The Bible explains to us why his parents were there in the first place, why he was born there in the first place, and then ultimately why his parents ultimately returned to Nazareth rather than remaining in Bethlehem. Now, what this means is that Jesus would have lived in Nazareth for, well, for at least 25 years, maybe even a little bit longer. He didn't actually start his earthly ministry until he was 30 years of age. Up to that point, he lived and worked in Nazareth. Then he began traveling all over Galilee and Judea, even into parts beyond what would then have been considered the Jewish world. Now, Jesus may not have said anything about his birth in Bethlehem that is recorded for us in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but that doesn't mean that he never spoke of it, and that doesn't mean that it didn't happen. Consider what the record says about Jesus in John 21:25. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which, if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. The Gospels let us know that they don't tell us everything about the life of Christ. There is an awful lot that is left out. Some consider that to be a problem. But really, the information that the Bible gives us is the information that we need. Jesus' birth is important, and the Bible tells us what we need to know about that, but I would say that the Lord's death on the cross is arguably more important than his birth in Bethlehem. Well, I hope that maybe this answer is one that helps you with your understanding of the subject, and don't let anyone tell you, or at least don't let anyone try to tell you, that Jesus was not born in Bethlehem as the Bible says that he was. Please tune in again next week for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? Continue to read your Bible, study it every single day, and if you have any questions, well, share them with us. May God bless you as you study his holy word.
Questions and comments to be answered on What Does the Bible Say? Should be sent to What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, 42431. Or you may call the church directly at 821-3544. You are invited to attend the services of the Madisonville Church of Christ, Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with worship following at 10:30, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. We hope that this morning's program has been informative and uplifting to you. Tune in next week for more questions and answers on What Does the Bible Say?